The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners on The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Alison Curtis is with me, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, and Keith Walsh, the writer, broadcaster and podcasting guru. Haven't seen you in a long time. You're still a guru?
Yeah.
Is that a title? Is that like chess grandmaster? You never lose it.
Yeah, I'm actually...
sorry.
Uber guru now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got a bit of a promotion during the summer. So,
oh, I didn't realize the kind of guru industry was so top down, you know?
Oh, no, it's like
a feudal system nearly. Mm,
yeah, no, it's not. When you get guru, there's still, you know...
Did you promote yourself or did someone promote you?
No, you promote yourself.
Okay. I mean,
No
one makes you a guru.
So it's right. All right. It's a non-egalitarian, quite egalitarian.
You become a guru. You feel it. It's like a calling. It's like
anybody?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, could we?
Can we become gurus?
You can't. I mean, you've got to feel it.
Yeah.
You've got to be honest. I mean, it's like a calling. It's like
authenticity. Keith, people respond to authenticity. It's what it is, isn't it?
It's the highest energy.
You probably say that in all those podcasts.
The highest
people
energy
respond.
Authenticity.
Authenticity. Interesting.
Your authentic voice.
Alison,
people knew what you were like off air. I think they'd like you better.
Either way, that was going to be an insult.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
A big emotional day in the
Curtis Hegarty household. Yeah, I think we mentioned it last week, so I won't harbour on about it. But yeah, Joan started secondary today.
Can I harbour on about it?
Yeah.
I saw people in school uniforms on Monday of this week. Like,
I know some of them went back very early.
There's loads of summer left. Like, that's insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's only really today, I think, of summer for most people. Yeah, most schools are back on Monday, right?
But like, there's all of August. Like, August, like, I thought you would...
It's not all of August, though. It is the 23rd.
Yeah, it's not... Like, it's September.
Well, in Canada, we have Labor Day, which is the first weekend of September. I don't know exactly why it's called that. I should know. So no one goes back until the last barbecue of the summer. So schools only start on the 5th, 6th, 7th of September. Yeah.
Okay.
I think September should be, like, this should
in
be
my
less...
head, it was always September. Yeah. I'm about to go in September. Now it's the last week in August.
But it's creeping. It's a bit earlier every time, isn't it?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It snuck up on us anyway.
What are the government doing about it?
Well, maybe they'll do something in the budget. Anyway. Alison, who's your winner of the week?
Michelle Obama.
Okay.
So she spoke on day two of the National Conference, Democratic National Conference, which is the only thing I've been watching online for multiple days now.
Okay. You used to watch Electric Picnic.
I'm obsessed. So I don't know if you saw Hillary Clinton's speech. She's pretty good. She looked pretty good, I thought. I'd like to know who's been working there for her.
Okay.
That was Bill.
Bill's a great Botox man.
He's a great,
He's so deft.
He spoke as well. Loads of people spoke, but I mean, for me, the shining moment was Michelle. And it was that moment where you're just like, oh, I wish she had considered running a few years ago.
Yeah.
She's just so, like, empowering. She is just so brilliant. And, like, she had the best quotes from, definitely. And, like, she moved away from her... You know, in 2016, when they go low, we go high. And she kind of moved away from that to more like when they go low, we call it out. And they've changed this narrative. Like, so when Biden was in the running, the narrative was very much that Trump is like a terrifying potential dictator. But I don't know if it's Obama and Michelle or whose team came up with this, but now they've changed it all. And it's now like, he's just a tiny little loser, and they're making him smaller and smaller and smaller in people's minds. And I think that was definitely the way to go. And she had like the best quotes about all that. She was just like, you know, most of us, the majority of Americans, don't have the luxury of whining our way out of problems or, you know, setting up a system that will always win and pay for everything to win and all this kind of stuff. And everyone's like, yeah, cheering. And she looks amazing. She's 60.
Yeah. Is she 60?
Yeah, he's 63 now.
Yeah,
they look great.
Yeah, but he did when he came on, he goes, I'm the only fool that's like brave enough to come on after her. Like, you can tell that they're just, you know, and there were so many wonderful moments from it all. I won't talk too much about it, but like, Gus Waltz, everyone's reacting to him. And, you know, that's brought out the negative in the internet. And now it's turned around to a positive. Mm. And I'm obsessed. I chose Tim last week. Like, I'm just obsessed with that family. So, but Michelle was just so well spoken. And I think she was just like, everyone's like, okay. So even if you're undecided about which way you're going to go, like, you'd be like, okay, now, like, she's behind Kamala, I'm going there.
It was really heartwarming to see the guy, what is it, Tim Walz, is that his name?
Tim, yeah.
Talking about fertility as a man.
Yeah.
And, you know, just just being so, I've never really seen that, you know, an American politician in that, you know, at that level.
Oh, Keith, I am obsessed with this man now.
Yeah, he's...
I even have memorized his tater tot recipe. We talked about it last week.
Yeah, he seems like a beautiful man, you know. Yeah. I want to hug him, you know. I want to spend time with him. And I thought it was very clever as well, because they brought out everybody, you know. Central Park 5, are you aware of that case where Donald Trump took out a full-page ad asking for them to be to get the death penalty? So they had one of them.
There was a Netflix show about them, wasn't
there? There was, yeah. Excellent. You should watch it if you haven't seen it. And one of those guys came out and...
rookie mistake.
That
was Alison's
phone. When I mention a movie you should watch, a bing comes on to say, yes, Keith, you're right. One of those guys came out and said, this is what Donald Trump did. I just thought it was...
Yeah.
Really slick.
And the woman that, like, very, very seriously was forced to carry a child that she shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
So it was all very, very powerful. I'm just addicted to watching it. I'm like, more highlights. Yay.
Well, it's just the Olympics and then that.
Yeah. You know? Straight into it.
Brilliant. How do we feel? This is slightly tangential, but given the bing on your phone.
Sorry.
I was in the bathrooms earlier. The toilets, I think you should probably call them. There's no baths in there. The restrooms, and someone was in a cubicle scrolling with the sound on.
Oh.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, I could hear what they were watching. They're real. They're just going through reels or TikToks.
Because then you know that they are doing it because they're taking time to do something else, which makes me extremely uncomfortable.
It does it? Yeah, okay. I was uncomfortable about it.
No.
And I thought maybe... So I did the thing where I thought, oh, they don't know I'm in here. They don't know I'm in the bathroom.
Just so
I kind of, I walked from the urinal over to the,
really
the like stomping. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, I must.
Oh, and now they'll know. And they did not bother them.
I know. I have the opposite problem where I cannot do anything if I think anyone is anywhere near.
Yeah.
And there is somebody in this building that will talk to you when you're doing something.
No.
Like, not only, let's be clear, it's only ever one, right? And
one person?
And no, as in number one. And I'll be like,
how
and then you just
know?
Freeze, and you're like, I just have to finish now, even though I still have to pee.
Oh, God.
I worked.
And who is that person?
No.
Oh.
I worked in a radio station that was beside another radio station in the same building. And every morning at the same time, I kind of would have that moment where I'd be able to rush in, have a wee, and get back up the stairs. And at that moment, every time when I went in, there was somebody in doing their business in the cubicle, and the other person, who is their sort of like sports guy on the show.
Yeah, Jess Cal, go on.
Standing outside.
Sorry.
Standing outside, just chatting to them. And they did that every morning. And
he would talk while they were having their private moments.
Because it was a man, I presume he wasn't going in there for a sit down wee, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's so uncomfortable.
Every single morning.
Oh, this is great.
It was.
Sorry, but when I
can't wait to get to the news headlines to find out who all these people are.
When I lived in residence in university, I had to find a special place because you're living there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, and another guy, we called it the poo room. Only two of us knew about it.
Oh, great.
Yeah. If I had my way, I'd have an outhouse.
Yeah. Oh, bring him back, I say. Keith, who's your winner of the week then?
Who knows at this stage? I think I'm going to go for all movies on Netflix. It really annoyed me at the start when a movie would come on as it looked like a new movie. It'd be new to Netflix. And then you'd click it on and then you realize,
that's the Goonies.
This looks really...
Yeah, exactly.
This looks really old.
That chunk has aged really well.
But the style of the movie and the fashion, and you're going, oh, maybe this is a cool retro, you know, type movie or whatever. And then you go, oh, no, I've seen this in the 90s or, you know, the 2000s. They're doing that a lot, and there's a lot of these older movies.
It's your winner of the week, though, so it sounds like you're giving out about it.
I'm enjoying it now.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it annoyed me at first, and I was like, this is not
It's
right.
a sinner-turned-winner.
Yes, it started out as a bad thing, and then I was like, actually...
Redemption.
Yeah.
A redemption story.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great movie. But I've just started watching these movies that I've missed, or, you know, I just never got to see, and I have... I found myself, I've become a Mark Wahlberg fan.
Oh, wow. Marky Mark.
Maybe keep that to yourself.
So this is making me the sinner of the... I don't know how this is working as really, but it's real. I've ended up
really
watching
funny.
a lot of Mark Wahlberg movies, and he tends to play the underdog, sort of like, or no nonsense cop,
chip on his shoulder.
You chip
slightly.
On his shoulder, but also he's a good heart, you know.
Oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
And usually like
that's
Bostonian
his Christian faith.
Irish kind of, you know, he's like the...
He's actually hilarious.
He's like the mainstream, like Matt Damon is mainstream, but he's the mainer stream.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He's the action Matt Damon, sort of, in a way. And I know Matt Damon has done some action movies, but he's, you know, he's the tough guy, Matt Damon. It's weird. I've ended up in this sort of Boston actor, Irish, no-nonsense cop.
Well, the algorithm is just force-feeding you that now.
Why?
Yeah. Well, because it would lead you on if you watch one. They're like, yes. Like this.
Yeah. So anyway, here's a list of Mark Wahlberg movies I watched. and Father Stu, where he plays a no-nonsense boxer who becomes religious. Lone Survivor, no-nonsense U.S. Army Marine in Afghanistan.
I thought he was joking when he said the list. He has a list.
He's always the only guy that survives. Like, you know what I mean?
Because he's Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, he never gets killed early in the movie.
No.
Yeah.
The other guy. Two Guns with Denzel Washington.
I'd have questions about that, you know? Big body count in his wake. Always the guy that survives.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely didn't kill him.
I've seen Daddy's Home. I've seen Daddy's Home 2. Daddy's Home. And then the next one.
The Other Guys. He was in The Other Guys. He's actually quite funny in that.
Yeah. The Other Guys. Will Ferrell.
Him and Denzel Washington, Two Guns. Like Denzel Washington is a great.
Yeah. Is Will Smith uncancelled from the slap?
I don't know.
He's trying to uncancel himself. He's sneaking.
He's tiptoeing back in.
On
Instagram.
Like the opposite to me going to the urinal, from the urinal to the sink. He's tiptoeing back in.
He's occupying that space that a lot of people are currently occupying, which is possibly you're going to forget it was cancelled and I'm going to come back into.
He's definitely, I see him on Instagram going back to the sort of the righteous Instagrammer guy with the, like, you know, upping the little guy and this is great and you can do this and believe in yourself and anything is possible. And he's slowly but surely, you know, I mean,
anyway.
Will Ferrell, Will Smith, we're okay.
Will Ferrell's definitely
Ferrell,
not
so
cancelled.
Thanks very much.
No. Alison, what's on the show this weekend?
A friend of yours.
Oh, look at that. She's so proud of herself.
I know what's happening. A friend of yours, Aisling Larkin.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
So every year we kind of make a tradition of doing back to school lunches because parents dread it and you dread even more them coming back. So she has a really good idea.
Aisling will tell you that her online content around after school lunch or school lunches just goes bananas every year.
I've made a lot of her recipes. I have a very picky eater with my daughter, like extremely picky. So yeah, so top tips there.
All right. So you're stealing guests? And
no, I'm going to say she was with me first.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
We're all one family here, Keith. So I'm trying to stick a wedge in between.
Except for between 11 and 12 on Sundays.
Keith, who's your sinner of the week?
Well, I'm going to go for, I don't know why this is a sinner, but Ireland's Next Top Bastard. Excuse my language, but I think we need to run a competition. So our new football manager, who's from Iceland.
I'm not following this, I'm going to be honest.
The football guy, I won't even try to. Can you pronounce his name?
It begins with a H, and he's from Iceland, so I assume it ends with Sun.
Yeah, it's Hygerson or something. Anyway, so he's the new football manager, and he did. He had a chat with the press, and he said, you know, he's on the lookout for a Bastard, that we need a hard man in the middle. And we haven't had one since Keno, really.
Yeah,
Nothing springs to mind. We just had some really, Wheelow was
yeah, Glenn Whelan, I guess, was it. But it, like, I mean, I don't think even he would deem to be.
He was.
He had a lot of tattoos.
Makes it hard.
What's his name? McLean.
Oh, maybe was he the tattoo guy?
McLean. I just don't think we haven't had a hard man since. I mean, like we used to have them everywhere. The field was littered with hard men. I mean, Paul McGrath is a quiet man, but he was a tough guy, you know. Kevin Moran.
How are you defining this?
Famously, Kevin Moran would put his head where most players wouldn't put their foot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd basically tackle you with his head if he had to. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
He preferred to do it with his head.
He would dive on the ground. It's easier. We're just not making them anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Because aren't we moving away from that whole idea? Or am I on the wrong page?
Well, no, I think it's okay to be a tough guy on the field, you know.
But why is this your sinner of the week?
Because Ireland, as we're not producing,
Ireland
is not producing hard bastards anymore.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, I shouldn't say the word bastard, and I presume that when
you've said it three times now, but go on. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, you spelled it once for some reason.
I presume that before the press conference, he said no, don't say hard, say hard man. And I think he just got confused and came out with...
He didn't want to gender it. See, he's so progressive.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
He just said,
I'm not going to gender this role.
I don't care who it is.
Yeah. This is not a gender-specific role, but they've got to be a bastard.
We just need a guy. And I think I can see what he's saying, but I just... And I was racking my brains. I was hoping that maybe...
Don't look at me.
Like, is there anybody? I can't even think of anybody from another sport. I was thinking even the rugby team. There's no natural... They're all tough guys.
But can you define this for me? So, do you mean someone who's not pleasant?
No.
Someone who's old school masculinity? What are we talking about?
No. When you're on the pitch, right, you need somebody to throw their weight around on the field. So crunching tackles, winning hard ball, putting like...
Instead of tripping and falling and rolling?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And like the Irish team aren't really like that anyway, but they're too quiet. So you need somebody like, if the game isn't going your way...
Someone who'll take the game by the scruff of the neck.
Exactly. Yeah. Or get the blood up. So you'll throw in, maybe get a yellow card to get the
like
rest
the guys, Alison, that they bring on in ice hockey to have a fight.
That's okay.
Exactly. You know, they bring them on and they just, all they do is to have a fight and everyone gets excited and then they come off again and the game goes on.
And usually these guys are, you know, like...
They should just bring that in.
That's pretty good idea. But usually these guys are nice off the field. They're just when they're on the pitch, they throw their weight around and they get stuck in and they get everybody going. And we just don't have anybody.
Well, there's a girl on an underage 13s team that broke my daughter's ankle. Maybe she should go for it.
Our bastard.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't want
that's
that.
That's pretty rough.
That's very rough. You know, I hope that was a sort of an awkward thing rather than a, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
She's walking again.
Let's
it's fine.
Give her the benefit of the so I just don't know. I think we're going to have to set up some sort of competition, you know, to find
a reality
the next
show.
Guy. You know, like Johnny Giles, you know, he was a tough guy, you know. There's no tough guys. Mm-hmm.
Is this your pitch to a TV production company?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Shinna Whale or Tyrone Productions are listening.
Listen to
Keith wants to present a show, a reality show, where we try and find a hard bastard.
Tough. Yeah.
Like You're a Star.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And we have, I'll present it, like the Lidl Ray Darcy. And we'll have like Roy Keane on the as a judge, you know? We'll call the mentor.
Oh, yeah, he'd be like the Simon Cowell, the hard judge, never impressed. Nice.
And then we'll have like Linda Martin for some reason.
Yeah.
That will be an interesting combo. Yeah. Okay.
And Twink, of course. And they would be the judges to find Ireland's next top B word.
There you go.
Yeah. Top class.
So just contact me. News Talk have my number.
Actually,
I don't think you do have my number.
No, don't give it to us. Alison, who's your sinner of the week?
Spiders. Oh, now, no. I'm not arachnophobic and I would always take a spider out of the house, like in paper jar, out it goes. But 2 nights ago or 3 nights ago, I was sleeping, as we all do at night, and I felt like, is that one of my hairs going on my face?
No.
And I wiped it away, and then I fell back to sleep, and for a duration of time, I don't know, because I was asleep, and then I felt it in my hair, and I reached up, and I felt the body of the spider.
So it was sizable enough you could feel its body?
Its body. So I stood up and flung it out, and I was like, bah! And my husband, needless to say, is like, what the hell's happening? I was like, shake out the duvet, shake out everything, like shaking out my hair, and then I just couldn't settle again, even though... I'm not afraid of them. Like, I'm not actually, because we know they're not poisonous in Ireland and even in Canada, they're big, they're not poisonous. I don't like Australian spiders. Don't mind Canadian and Irish spiders. I was like, what the hell did it, and then because I couldn't find it, I was like, where has it gone? Mm. And then I was also like, is this the first sign of madness? And there was absolutely no spider and I'm feeling
that. Oh, yeah. Like that Richard Linklater film.
Yeah, because you're half asleep.
Bugs all over.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah.
So if you don't Scanner like spiders... Darkly. Yeah, I don't know that one. If you don't like spiders, they don't like a lot of smells. So there's ways of kind of, because September is Spider Month. So you
is can, it?
Yeah.
Like officially?
Yeah, officially, because they come inside.
September, Spider Month.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's what the spiders were thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
So you, citrus, they hate orange and lemon. So you can just kind of go around your base of your external doors.
Yeah.
They don't like mint or lavender, and they really don't like cinnamon. So there's lots of scents. But the other thing they advise is you declutter and dust everywhere before September, which
dusting.
Some people might not want to
so
do.
Boring.
And then clear out your leaves, piles, and places they can
in
hide
your
outside.
It's just
in
easier. it's just easier to move out. Let the spiders have the house.
Well, are either of you afraid of them? I'm not afraid of them. I just didn't want it in my head at night.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't really want it on my head at night either, I have to say.
Yeah,
I would find that a bit disconcerting. The idea of it maybe going into my mouth or something like that would put me off. You know, because it's like warm and don't they like that kind of thing?
Apparently
they
do.
Kind of
dark.
Is
there not a thing that like that thing?
It's a great thing. I don't know how they like the average human eats 8 spiders over their life. I don't know how they would like that. He said that
and I'm like, ooh, and he's like, ooh, a spidery snack.
Nom, protein.
Well, the way the world is going now, we will be eating spiders, you know, that will be our main source of protein.
Insects are a big thing of protein.
Get them in now. Yeah, I don't have a problem with spiders. That idea of a spider on my face during the night,
but then I couldn't find it. And that's where I was like, so is it going to do this again?
Is that worse than the, you know, when you hear that?
Oh, no.
Oh, I hate that.
Hate that.
I cannot sleep once I hear that. No.
And it's not the big flies. It's the little.
Well, it's kind of the house flies that are like big enough body.
They're annoying, but it's the tiny ones that you can just hear when they're going past your ear.
Yeah, it wakes you right up.
Yeah. The bigger ones that you can easily get rid of. If you turn off your light and turn on the light in the landing, they'll go out to it.
Yeah.
You dive back to the door and slam it behind them.
The worst experience I had with creatures was we were getting some, it wasn't even out foreign, it was in Athlone, and we were getting ants on the countertop, and I was kind of like trying to be assaulted across the door and all this kind of stuff. Huh?
We have a terrible problem with ants.
Yeah. It's only in the June though.
Yeah. It's a certain time of the year. Anyway, so I was trying to get rid of them, whatever. At one point, I cleaned out the coffee machine and I realised I'd been making coffee and there was a sort of they developed a little nest in the coffee machine.
So they were getting ground up and part
of
the coffee.
Weren't. They were gone into spaces that were nice and warm.
In the coffee
in
machine?
Yeah, it was like an espresso machine. Other brands are available for your aunts. and they were just in there and there was little eggs and stuff. And I don't know how long they'd been there. And I'd been just, I'm sure like none of the ant stuff was in my coffee. But at the same time, they had turned my little coffee machine into a nest.
A little colony. Did you clean it out or throw it out?
I don't know if they were Connollys. I think they were Panukins.
Lots of Connollys around there. Anyway.
That took me a second.
It did. Keith and Alison are going to be back in a moment with the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. Keith Walsh and Alison Curtis are both still with me. Keith, you wanted to interpret some
interpretive dance?
Finally! On Keith's radio. Interpretive dance on the radio is what people want.
Yeah.
Second only to that in terms of what people want, it's you trying to interpret what? Chinese for us?
No, I found myself Mandarin, on a flight.
Korean? What is it?
It's Chinese.
Okay.
Mandarin, actually, yes. I was sitting beside a lady from China, and she was with her parents, and we all got talking, and she was from Dublin. This Chinese lady had been living in Dublin since she was 20 or something, so she was almost more Irish than she was Chinese, and her parents were, you know, sort of her dad's first time in Ireland, and we were just talking and chatting, and they didn't speak English or Irish. Tut. Have they not seen the new Kneecap movie? I mean, I was disgusted. And she had perfect English. So we were sort of like, I was chatting to them. And at one point I said, how do you say okay, you know, about something? And she said, she said what it was, which I've written down in Chinese. And now I can't remember what it was.
Horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
Yeah, I know what it is. Oh, God. You've ruined it now. But it's like, like ho ho mau mau or something like that, right? Which directly translates as horse horse tiger tiger. Correct. How did you know?
Oh, because you send your notes to the production team, and they send them to me.
But,
and then I you know, never ask a question you don't know the answer to, Keith.
So basically, it's horse horse tiger tiger.
So we were in Shanghai years ago, and I want to learn how to say thank you, and it's really simple. Is this Mandarin or Cantonese? Xie xie. So often I'd be like, even now, still, I go, shay shay, for some reason, to say thank you.
Like to people in Asian stores or just...
No, if my husband passes me something or something, I'll be like, shay shay.
Oh, really?
Shay shay. I like the sound of it.
Wow.
So I just thought horse, horse, tiger, tiger was like a perfect sort of... It's not one or the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not a horse, it's not a tiger.
Yeah.
And that is like...
Okay.
Their word for okay. You seem...
Disappointed,
perplexed.
Perplexed.
I can't read your face.
Perplexed more than anything. and I've had these notes for 24 hours. Still perplexed.
Mama hoo hoo.
Oh, mama hoo hoo. Oh, why didn't you say that? Sure, of course. Yeah,
sorry,
mama hoo hoo.
Kind of. I
so that's what they say. Kind of cum si cum sa.
Mama hoo.
Mama hoo.
Yes, there you go. Now cum si cum sa. Mama hoo hoo. So next time you need to say okay.
Mama hoo-hoo.
Why use two letters when you can use
Mama hoo-hoo.
Four words?
Shay, Mama shay. Hoo-hoo.
Horse,
horse, horse, tiger, tiger. I will be using from now on. I just want to...
You should just say horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
Well, that's exactly
that would be
it. I'm going to talk about it because from now on, when I'm in here, I'm going to say horse, horse,
town
tiger,
or Newbridge is going to... Yeah, horse, horse, tiger, tiger. How was the movie? Ah, you know yourself. Horse, horse, tiger, tiger. Make it a thing. Stop trying to make fetch a thing, Keith. Alison, you're not in white clothing today.
So
you've given up already.
Already. Oh. So I always wear black or really dark colors. And even when I go shopping, Joan's like, oh, again? And I was like, I can never have enough black t-shirts. So then a few weeks ago, I was like, I think I'll try something lighter, like white. It's just, I'm too much of a slob. That is the reality.
What was the first thing you spilled on it?
I had a stripy sweatshirt on. There's new Dunn's near whereby I live. And it's so exciting because you can get a coffee and put it into the trolley and stroll around.
Oh, it's so lovely.
Oh,
my goodness.
Just like strolling
around. Smells lovely, does it? Fresh bread and stuff.
Everything. So strolling around, sipping the coffee. Got halfway around. I looked down. I was like, oh, my God. So halfway across my chest is like a big coffee stain. I was like, how did that even... I don't even remember anything dripping down. I was like,
did you turn the lid of the coffee to make sure that the seam of the top of the cardboard was at the back?
It's amazing. Yes, I know. Yeah. That's a good trick. Yeah.
People don't do that. It's amazing how often people don't do that. Yeah.
Because they collect the liquid.
The seam of the cardboard.
Yeah.
Always make sure that's at the far side of the
spout.
From the spout, the mouth hole.
Yeah. The mouth hole.
Calling me a mouth hole. Oh, sorry, the mouth hole.
Yeah.
So big stain there, and I was like, oh, and it kind of ruined the rest of the shopping trip because I'm like, people are just going to look at my chest and see I'm a slob in my life. And what if somebody recognizes me?
Lactating coffee. what kind of condition is she got?
I used to like her on the radio, but she's clearly a slob. I can't listen to her anymore. So got home, got the stain out, and I was like, but I'd already bought another piece of white clothing.
Oh, no.
Was it a Frankie Says Relax t-shirt?
No. Oh, that'd be good. Mm. I did see a Blondie shirt I was going to get, but it's white. So anyway, but it's like a plain white. And I was like, this should be, you know, I just spilled on it like within hours. And I'm just like, clearly, I'm just too slobby to own white clothing. So I've given up entirely.
Yeah.
See, I did when Joan was little. I didn't buy anything white for years because their hands, like she's going to spill on you, food, splatter, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't. So then I thought, you know, certainly I can't blame her anymore. So it's always been me. It's always been my fault.
Yeah. I wouldn't be a great man now to wear white.
But you're wearing a pretty light color now.
Well, it's only because I got it free.
Oh.
Tommy Bow gave me a free t-shirt.
Is it Tommy Bow? What's the brand? What's Tommy's brand?
XV Kings.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Is he like slowly trying to make Kings. Look more like him so he can just take holidays permanently?
I think that's what it is, I think it's desperate. He just wants me to wear it on the telly, you know, so that you set up more than myself.
What are you lifting in the gym these days?
The t-shirt. That's about it. That's why my arms fit in it. Tommy's are bursting out.
Just avoid stories about families with big numbers.
Exactly, and I'll be okay. Okay. Anyway, listen, enjoy the last weekend of the summer. That's it, yeah? Summer's over after this weekend. Summer's definitely over after this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, big time.
Back to business now.
You see, now that Electric Picnic is on too early, it's not even like, you can't even say it's...
Sure, the All-Irelands as well in July or June or whenever they're on. Probably everything April happens, these days.
Everything happens the week after Christmas now.
We've got the whole year. Disgrace, really. Anyway, Keith Walsh, Alison Curtis, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.